Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. And as I often say, I really wanted to be food for you. I hope that you find it so. Let me know. Let me know if this is helpful to you. Today we look at the first book of Samuel, and it's now December 22nd. We're very close. First book of Samuel, chapter 1, verses 24 to 28. In those days, Hannah brought Samuel with her, along with a 3-year-old bull, an ephah of flour, a skin of wine, and presented him at the temple of the Lord in Shiloh. After the boy's father had sacrificed the young bull, Hannah, his mother, approached Eli and said to him, "Pardon, my lord, as you live, my lord, I am the woman who stood near you here praying to the Lord. I prayed for this child, and the Lord granted my request. Now I, in turn, give him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be dedicated to the Lord." And she left Samuel there. Brothers and sisters, think of the kind of faith she must have had. She wanted a son, never had had a son. She prayed to the Lord, and the Lord gave her a son. And what did she do? She brought him to the temple of the Lord in Shiloh. And she said, "Pardon, my Lord, as you live, my Lord, I am the woman who stood near you here praying to the Lord. I prayed for this child, and the Lord granted my request. Now I, in turn, give him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be dedicated to the Lord." And she left. Think of that. She prayed all these years for a son, had no son, then had the son, and what did she do? Gave him to the Lord. My goodness, brothers and sisters, that's courage. That's faith. That's trust in God. How great is your trust in God? We need to ask ourselves that question. The responsorial psalm tells us, "My heart exalts in the Lord my Savior. My heart exalts in the Lord. My horn is exalted in my God. I have swallowed up my enemies. I rejoice in my victory. The bows of the mighty are broken, while the tottering gird on strength. The well-fed hire themselves out for bread, while the hungry batten on spoil. The barren wife bears 7 sons, while the mother of many languishes. The Lord puts to death and gives life. He casts down to the netherworld. He raises up again. The Lord makes poor and makes rich. He humbles. He also exalts. He raises the needy from the dust, from the dung heap. He lifts up the poor to seat them with nobles, and make a glorious throne their heritage." Think what kind of faith that took. Faith to believe that's who God was, and it is who God was, and is. Brothers and sisters, he loves us so much, and he wants us to come close to him. Brothers and sisters, I pray for you. I pray that wherever your heart is as you listen to this, this is God speaking, and he's speaking to all of us. Draw near. Draw very near to me. He came as a baby that we might not be frightened. How committed are you? How willing are you to follow the Lord? Please open your hearts to the grace that God might want to give to you. And now we look at the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 46 to 56. Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked upon his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. That means reverence them. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. This is how Mary prayed as she was near with her cousin. Both of them were waiting to bear a child, and Mary remained with Elizabeth about 3 months, and then she returned to her home. My goodness, brothers and sisters, you have John the Baptist, who someone said very nearly danced into life. I love that. And there was Elizabeth, dumbfounded with delight. And Our Lady herself broke out into a song of sheer joy. My spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. That's what we're celebrating this Christmas. Not just a time to have fun, though fun can certainly be there. But it's to acknowledge that God came to us to save us. I am in awe the more I think about that, that he came just as an infant. Who's afraid of an infant? Our God came as an infant so that we could receive him, so that we could accept him. And over the next 33 years, he lived our life. He lived just like us. God wants to be with us. God wants us to be with him. So he came to the world. That's what we're celebrating. It's not just a fine holiday. It's that God himself became a child to save us, to live with us, to teach us, to help us to draw to him. Are you doing that? Are you opening your heart like that? That's the heart of Christmas, is that I surrender my life to Jesus, the Son of God. He gave his life for me and for you. My goodness, as I've said to you many times before, I've had a very good father on earth, so it's easier for me. But God will give you, whatever your background is, God will give you grace to trust Jesus coming as a child, to hold him, to draw near to him, to thank him. Brothers and sisters, this could be a Christmas like no other. He is your Savior. We're not remembering perfectly just the past. It's how is God Savior to you right now in your life? Do you believe in him? Do you pray to him? Do you seek his help every day? You could give God no greater gift than that. If you're weak, if you've been away from the church, if you've never been in the church, please go. Please go to the pastor in the nearest parish. You can go. Just ask if you might talk to him just for a little bit and explain what you're sensing or what you're feeling. Ask him to help you, and he will do so. There is no greater gift that you could give to the Lord this Christmas than to give yourself, your heart, your mind, your soul, your spirit. Give it to him. And watch what God does in your life when you do that. I so pray for you in this season. I so pray that you may know him and love him and serve him, because he loves you and he wants to draw you to himself. Make this a Christmas like no other Christmas. If you've never given your life to God, do so this Christmas. There could be no greater gift for God than that. Brothers and sisters, I just want to close this with this little part of a reading from Carol Houselander, who was a marvelous British poet and a spiritual author, and she wrote this. When Our Lady went to visit her cousin in the hill country, everything seemed to be vibrant with joy. There was little John the Baptist, who very nearly danced into life. There was Elizabeth, dumbfounded with delight, and Our Lady herself broke out into a song of sheer joy. My spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. He has regarded the humility of his handmaid, for behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. He that is mighty has done great things to me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is from generation unto generation. God will come to you. He'll come to you in your heart. He'll come to you in your mind. He'll come into your ideas, and you'll see them radically change from where they are now. It takes time. It takes time, because God wants to see if what you said to him, you mean it. But if you do mean it and you seek him every day, just tell him, Lord, I want to know you. Help me. I just know you as the Son of God, but I don't know you. Help me to know you. And God, in his great mercy, his infinite mercy, will help you. I don't know how he will do it, but he will help you. Please, trust him. Wait on him. Listen to him. As I've said to you before, designate a time every day when your child goes or children go down for a nap. That's when you want to get all kinds of things done. Give God 15 minutes and say, Lord, here I am. I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to relate to you, but I want to love you. Help me to love you. That's all you need to say. And then open your heart to draw closer to him. Read the scriptures right before Christmas. Read them carefully. And God will hear. God loves you. More than I could ever imagine, believe me. And Carol Houselander also said, everyone who wished it could be wed to the Spirit, not only solitaries living in only cells, but everyone in the world, not only young boys and girls or children who had been somehow spared from sin, but sinners too, the young and the old. May God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.